Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Thanks, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say codes of the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like that's the party club, that is. I will never violate the codes of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
We'll be right back.
open up some gates up to my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling to no more. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my Mia Mo. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate kills even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. Last on my life, we're full of wrongs, it's hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember them nights? Yeah, nigga, we'll hustle and starve. No trap out of palm and pumping that pack, I was starving. Open up some gates, that's in my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling to no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, freedom dogs, freedom dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that?
What's that?
You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas too, it's token. Free my niggas too, lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know this. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll nod.
Wish I could open up some gates, that's for my dog.
Open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates for my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling for no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' find.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free them all.
We about to make some motherfucking music in this house. For the benefit of those who just might not happen to know, who ain't seen this shit, let alone even read about it. And that's been a whole bunch of talk. And believe you me, if need be, it's gonna be a whole lot more motherfucking action. When it comes down to this here business about saving the home of the deputy chairman of the Black Panther, Fred Hampton.
Hampton, I'm the
deputy chairman.
Hampton,
I'm the deputy chairman.
Hampton,
I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois.
All this oink oinking and talking about banks taking the state, auctions and foreclosures. As a matter of fact, you better come with a whole lot more than hard hats and bulldozers. Now, dig. See, they got me. No, scratch that. They got us all fucked up. As a matter of fact, might as well bring the badges, bandages, 9-dime packets, handcuffs, and prison buses. You see, we're talking about the same home. When J. Edgar Hoover directed the federal government to tap the telephone of this bad young motherfucker when he was merely 14 years old. Now, you walking in the same place in which he left him one block away. The same said government had a man named Nelson Sewell driving a good new ice cream truck, framed the same said man not known to be his chairman, Fred, in which they hit him up, handcuffed him, and gave him a trucked up ass case on July the 10th, 1968. Across the street, he was a grammar school, down the street, high school. In fact, it was the chairman, before he even came to chairman, that checked these racist-ass motherfuckers in Maywood about blacks not being able to swim in the same motherfucking swimming pool. Now, mind you, as soon as they chopped the chairman down, in fact, the very next day, after the 1969 Civil War parade, they came through Maywood and every other hood, saying and stating that there'll never be another Fred Hampton to take his place. And in addition, if another nigga dare thank you, you might as well get in the goddamn grave.
Hampton High.
I'm a different terrorist. I'm a different terrorist. I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois. That's the part of Fred Hampton.
Now here we are. Can you dig it? 50 years later, fighting to save and maintain the home of the legacy of one of the baddest motherfucking greatest. Now, that same said government that I made mention of merely minutes ago is still coming at the legacy of Chairman Fred as they did in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. If not more. As in the days of old when Rome politically sold the earth, like the British did the Chinese in the mid-19th century in the Opium Wars. These same murdering, marauding motherfuckers have an intention to turn the House of the Hamptons to the House of Dope. Yeah, like Rudolph Giuliani implemented Nicky Barnes in New York. They, the state, armed and equipped former family members and a bunch of more reactionary-ass niggas. And at all places, placed their puppet ass right up on the first floor, and as well as down below. Right on 17th and Madison. Yeah, y'all know where it's at. 804. Nah. They got us bogged down with outdated water bills, mortgages, predatory loans, and a whole bunch of more action. Nah. We ain't crying the blues. Because that ain't the type of music that's playing. But we are letting y'all know what's happening. We standing here planning. We ain't on no vacation. We at the Hamptons. We don't meet no motherfucking Martha Stewart. Determined the destiny to save this house. Whose house?
Blowing up the spot like if a red dots on your notch, you're knocking. Lyrical murderer, a rockin' robin'. I be dishing out that footin', while you suck a pussy footin', be acting. But I ain't got time for theatrics, my grooves be crushing. Shitty MCs, I be flushing down the commode as I explode. Hop back and reload. Ride a beat until they say, whoa. Then they tell me, mama, don't hurt me no more. I'm strictly about them skills on the real life. Strictly about this motherfucking MC cold killer.
Open the fist clinch. Y'all know who this is. Now we do this. Y'all welcome to another episode of Free Your Mind in Radio and IntellectualRadio.com. Patty Bailey in the building, my sister. Hey, Bailey boys, we ain't forgot you. We still love you, my sister. Real talk, y'all. Free Your Mind in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Coast to coast. In fact, outside the coast. Y'all lock them numbers in. 929-477-3785. You know, matter of fact, we coming double breasted. You know what I'm saying? 708-223-8953. All of us speaking too fast. Y'all listen too slow. We come with quality time. Right on. Okay. Heads up, eyes open, and fist. Let's do this. Let's make this official, y'all. That's right. We here. Y'all, we got to go for another episode of Free Them All Radio. You know what I'm saying? Also, intellectualradio.com. Lock these numbers in if y'all can. 708-223-8953. Again, 708-223-8953. 929-477-3785. We coming double breasted. I don't want to speak too fast. Y'all listening too slow. We coming in late. Bear with us. Better yet, scratch that cub with us, y'all. We're going to do some quality time as opposed to just quantity time. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all hear everybody let them know we coming in late, but we here. That's right. When it's quality in the building, you know, so we get you in that studio. 5-0-Mar. That's right. The Cubs are here. No doubt about it. Come right in the building. Raheem. That's what it is. Roz. That's what it is. Bill Marshall. Patty Baby. Long Live the Bailey Boys. You know, so we got you. That's what it is. And today, I see you, T. We got the mother comrade in the building. We got legends in the building, y'all. That's what it is. One world without I see you. The Shirokins out here. The Shirokins out live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I see you so far. That's what it is, y'all. Erica Yesco, Free Them All. That's what it is, y'all. Put the word out for a minute. That's what it is. Oh, my brother, Malik Ishmael, tuning in with us. You know what I'm saying? Coming in with us. Love and respect to you, my brother. To all y'all who tuning in with us, y'all coming in. We coming in a little late, but bear with us. Better yet, come with us. Let me know if y'all can hear me live and direct over our airways. We on 929-477-3785. You can call in, hear that over the airways. 708-223-8953. Give me a heads up if you can, comrade. Just give word to Mike Africa. Somebody else saying on that Philadelphia end, call in. You know what I'm saying? That groundbreaking news. Real talk, y'all. That's what it is. Okay. Mike Africa, let me tell. Okay, he tried to call in. You got Mike Africa? We got call in queue. We got call in queue. So to come
the
right.
The print mall, the call calls and it keeps dropping. I'll open the mic directly up when it calls back in. It keeps dropping.
Okay,
when
let
they
me
call
check some. Okay, I'm gonna tell him call this. Oh, say okay. Where we at? Come on, y'all, bear with us. Okay, also losing now. Okay.
see, we're going to try that real quick. Okay, it's them call. Okay, we got how this work. Okay, what we got? Okay, keep this right here. Free them all.
On the move, just like after the New Year.
Guess what it is? That's no doubt about it. Okay, let me check if my microphone correct. Is it right? Keep it right there.
Using both phones?
No, no. There's one.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, you got it? Okay. Can you give me, okay, myself and my mic to my speaker? To the.
He's on our phone.
Just talk. Right on. On the move. Hey, welcome to Freedom All Radio, Intellectual Radio, y'all. Mike Africa Jr. Yo, this is not your first time. It's definitely not going to be your last time on here with us. Those who have just tuning in with us, y'all, this is a. This is a brother who I relate to in so many ways. I've talked to y'all. Heard me talk about my birth certificate was almost my death certificate. I came close to being born behind enemy lines, and my first cellmate was my mother to be Deborah Johnson, now known as a Cool and Jerry. We got a brother online that was literally born behind enemy lines. You know what I'm saying? And we, his strength, his consistency, his commitment, he don't cut no corners, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the legacy of John Africa, the legacy of the Move, you know what I'm saying, the Move family. And we just been receiving charge of the charge. He called in and said, Mike Africa Jr., Mike Africa is his father as well as his mother. We've been held captive so long in the concentration camps. He just recently got back out. You can look at the pictures the pictures that they get out. We hear about discussion about people talk about family in an abstract type of way. You know what I'm saying? And all this, you know, let's keep the family together under contested conditions, held down, held captive. You look at the example. You know what I'm saying? And we just got some more charges, and we got two more members of the Move family just touching down again within the last couple of days. My only thing is I'm tripping because I just left Philadelphia, and I get to Philadelphia, I missed my flight or something happened. I wish I'd have missed my flight this time. You know what I'm saying? Again, but we are, as Chairman Fred would say, two proletarian revolutionary intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. We need these shots in the arm, y'all, in this battlefield. We go through battle fatigue. We're going to let our brother Mike Africa Jr. give us an update, you know what I'm saying, or what's going on about the news we got recently. And we still ain't satisfied, y'all. People say, oh, man, no, y'all going to go back and chill. But we take these shots in the arm. Again, we keep on coming. You know what I'm saying? So, again, y'all tune in, listen closely. Who we got on this line right here? And, you know what I'm saying, the people, you know what I'm saying, as the Sandinistas said in Latin America, the will of the people is greater than the man's technology. The will of the people is greater than man's technology. This is the type of war stories that we need to know about to keep us charged up in the fight to release Mumia Abu-Jamal. Russell Maroon Schultz, you know what I'm saying? We talked about last week. We'll stick to that case. The remainder of the Move 9, you know what I'm saying? Your cousin, the sister down the street, we're not just talking on after. We say what the people can do, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So again, Mike Africa joining you. Freedom All on the Move. Welcome to Freedom All Radio, my brother.
Thank you very much, my brother. On the Move, Freedom All. That's what I'm talking
Freedom
about.
Freedom All, yes, indeed. Hey,
Freedom All.
Freedom All.
When
come
we
on.
Say Freedom All, we're talking about all of them, man.
Yes, indeed.
Like you said, Russell Maroon Schultz, Chuck Africa, Eddie Africa, Velvet Africa,
yeah.
All of these non-members,
yes.
And all of the brothers and sisters that's in there that ain't supposed to be, and every single one of them. Freedom
right.
All.
Freedom All. Take us back. August 8, 1978. Where we at now? Give us a timeline. You know, what this up to? I'm trying. I tell people I don't ain't no cliff notes in our class, but I'm trying to push you to this latest development. What's happening? Where we at? What's going on? We need it. The people need it. We need this charge. Them pictures of your mother and your father. The pictures of the Move now. Again, people talk about family in an abstract type of way. You know what I'm saying? I tell people, I say, a lot of our children in our community, they don't have to suffice for no Lucky Luciano stories. We got some go-getters in our community. We ain't got to suffice for no Brady Bunch or no Waltons. You know what I'm saying? We got real, I mean, I'm talking about real deal examples. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Family. You know, so talk to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, family is the most important thing to a MOVE member. And, you know, family don't mean somebody that's just got the same bloodline as you got. Family means working together. It means being together. It means being aligned with one another. And many of the members of the organization are not blood related at all.
Mm.
But we're brothers and sisters with each other just the same because of how the cohesive teaching of John Africa, the cohesive teaching of revolution is what bonds us and what keeps us together as family, as a unit. And so, we're family 100%, much more so than just, they say blood is thicker than water. Well, revolution is thicker than blood, you know what I'm saying? And we rolling, you know what I'm saying? Look, 1978, the police came out to our house, 500 police came to our house. They shot up our house with tear gas, water, grenades, bullets, and they tried to kill the people in that house. And 40 years later, those people are starting to come home from prison. My mother, Debbie Africa, my father, Mike Africa, were the first two to come out. And then we just had another strong victory of Janet and Janine, who just got released a couple of days ago. So we're on the move, you know what I'm saying? And we ain't going to stop because once Eddie come home, once Delva come home, once Chuck Africa come home, you know, we're going to use the same strategy that we use to get them home, to get other people home. We're going to still work on the case for Russell Maroon. We're going to still talk about Mumia and Jamal. We're going to still do what's necessary to get the rest of the people out because everybody needs to be free. Free them all.
Free them all. Hey, I'm on charge. Again, y'all, this is Chairman Fred. Chairman Fred would say, I am too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated, y'all. We in a bad time, but a good time, y'all. I'm talking about the type of conversations, you know what I'm saying, this we need to have. I'm late getting in right now, you know what I'm saying, for a number of reasons. But one, just in particular, I just left from the Hampton House, and I was rolling make sure that photo of them youngsters, make sure that's, I want that flag, the front, includes with them youngsters. I had to roll past Hampton House. Them youngsters, man, hey, just images. It's inspiring. And I think we lost to Mike Africa. Okay. Mike Africa, if you can, call back in if you can. We lost you. Call back in if you can. Yes, indeed. Yeah, okay. Go to Mike Africa's page or Reed page also. Get updated, you know what I'm saying? Man, speaking of images, y'all, I was commenting earlier, Comrade Daphne, I said, man, you did go through an area where the Mexicano community was at. Now, and for 4, 5, 6, 7 blocks straight, tire shops, the restaurants, the Mexicano men and women, the schools. I said, how inspiring it is for a child to see disrespected people out here like this here. We fighting for that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The images of, you know what I'm saying, just the build of a rile up and not saying this is the end result. Was Minister UEP Newton assess the survival programs? He said these are not the end result. These are free breakfast program. These are similar to that of a raft to get you aboard to make it to land. You know what I'm saying? To fight. It's important we distinguish that when we talk about the places like Cuba and other places. These were liberated territories. You know what I'm saying? We have these shots in arms of Janet and Janine and Mike and Debbie Africa, you know, and so many others. That, you know what I'm saying? We want them to be seen as shots in arms to keep on fighting with the fight, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So again, for this career, we have Mike Africa Jr. just online with us, y'all. Just tuning in with us, just coming in with us, y'all. Y'all make sure we're going to have them come back in. It's right. We're talking about Free Maroon Show. We got Teresa Schultz who called in last week. We expect them to call back in now. We in the words of Chairman Fred Hampton, I say, we high up the people. We are too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. It's important that we understand
You know what I'm saying? We have symbolisms of struggle. You dig? We have, I talk about the contradictions, you know, of a former U.S. President Barack Obama, you know what I'm saying, with the pardon of various political prisoners. Don't mention, you know what I'm saying, of those from of African descent of black people. You know what I'm saying? Even if they didn't deny it, just acknowledge that they were our black political prisoners. You know, it's inspiring, you know what I'm saying, just to be acknowledged. One of the major disadvantages in the war that's being waged on us is the fact is that it's not an acknowledged war. In other words, it's dismissed under euphemisms such as war on gangs, war on drugs, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Other people, you know what I'm saying, you hear about terms like propaganda bombs, political prisoners, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Victims of terrorism fund. Where's the victims of terrorism fund for the victims of what happened on Sage Avenue, May 13, 1985, August 8, 1978? Listen, correct political context, you did, of the health issues that Ramona Africa is dealing with right now. You know what I'm saying? The sole survivor of what happened May 13, 1985, who she, Ramona Africa, committed the quote-unquote, I emphasize that, the quote-unquote crime of surviving. Who was locked up 9 years, came out still standing. The move prisoners who, you know what I'm saying, who placed in isolation, refused to cut their dreadlocks. I'm not talking about no dreadlocks and not being talking about dreadlocks in some sort of fascist state. I'm talking about this belief and ideology. You know what I'm saying? That they have, that they held with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, people talk about eat healthy, so on and so forth. It was, I mean, they were attacked for that. You know what I'm saying? Well, it was not fashionable. You know what I'm saying? People talk about family and talk about the role of children and family in an abstract, cliché type of way. You know what I'm saying? People talk about people need to come together in an abstract, watered-down, you know, quote-unquote politically correct type of way. When they come, when confronted with it, they don't really want that. You know what I'm saying? People, you know what I'm saying? They want a different type of dreadlocks. They don't want that dreadlocks that come with, you know, saying, struggle, and, you know what I'm saying, with the move family. They don't want that. People talk about your family. They want the Waltons. They want the Brady Bunch. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, what's crazy about it, they're aspiring to something that doesn't, don't even exist itself. You know, the ruling class. So you go look in their houses, you know, the Elizabeth Taylors and so on and so forth. Look at the dysfunction in their communities. They don't want no real deal, you know what I'm saying, of community. You know what I'm saying? Come on, that family hospital. For your mom, that's what it is. Jen Lask, I'm glad you tuned in with us. You know what I'm saying? Mother Comrade in the building. I see you, Comrade Nick. I see Tony Jackson in the building. That's what it is. Tony Jackson. Our brother said he's trying to reach out to you. You know, trying to call you from the camp. He's trying to reach out to you. So reaching out to you. Yes, indeed. In the words of Jack, the character Jack Nicholson on the movie A Few Good Men, y'all can't handle the truth. I mean, they don't want this here. People talking about, oh, the role of women. They want an abstract, glorious, Steinem, CIA, feminist type of way. They don't want to hear about no real go get out or get out forces. They don't want to hear about, you know what I'm saying, sisters in the black. They don't hear about Deborah Johnson, you know what I'm saying, 18 years old, you know what I'm saying, up on the gunfire, walking to, you know what I'm saying, to the Black Panther Party headquarters, you know what I'm saying, the police gunfire, Madison and Western. They don't hear about that. They don't worry about leading the rest of these sisters, leading these comrades, sister comrades, you know what I'm saying, get down involved in the struggle. They don't worry about these sisters in the Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying, freezing temperature setting the Black Panther Party newspapers. Again, they want in a glorious, Steinem, feminist, white folks version type of way. You know what I'm saying? Because if they really want, you got examples right here. As I told this cat Reese the other day, he came to meet with us, and they come on trying to fight for watered-down versions of Chairman Fred of the Black Panther Party. I said, I'm not. They went around. They tried to go find some more palatable. I'm going to be diplomatic this time. You know what I'm saying? They tried to find more palatable versions of members of the Black Panther Party. Tried to go around. They had to come back. They said, man, can we talk to yourself, Chairman Fred, and the real deal, the party members? I said, man, you had the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Man, real deal. Prime meat. You know what I'm saying? Prime meat. Black cats on their side, because they want to go deal with, they want these jive turkeys. You know what I'm saying? They don't want a real deal, you know what I'm saying? Because it's maybe more easy to go that right. But again, the condition, we call them the community, the heightened contradictions. You know what I'm saying? So we even authenticity, even if it's contradiction, you know what I'm saying? You want that because it brings the best out of you, you know what I'm saying? Even your adversaries. Black cats don't want that. They don't hear about no 18-year-old sister, you know what I'm saying, coming down on her husband, her comrade. 4:30 in the morning, a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, laying down, resting, getting ready for 9 to 5, these plantations, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, with a moment's notice, ain't there no lights, camera, action, cut. Ain't there no warning coming, you know what I'm saying, this was going to happen. Ain't talking about the police just announcing they coming in, they bumping through doors and say, okay, it's a way you got to treat certain people. Until they coming in, they ain't buying none. I'm talking about 99 chops in the dough. I'm talking about sisters, you know what I'm saying, man, 8.5 months pregnant with man, pistols pressed to their stomach. That's the type of prenatal care we're talking about. And we have examples of that. We ain't got to reach far. You know what I'm saying? I tell these kids, talk about Luciano, Frank Nitti, what you reaching for? We got examples. We got field marshals George Jackson, Spurgeon Jake Winters, Devin Nelson Hill, Ronald Doc Satchu, Sada Shakur. This goes on and on. Deborah Johnson, the cool. You know what I'm saying? Chairman Freddie Hampton, defense of Lamar Clark. You know what I'm saying? Badass Deputy Minister, there's a bunch of cards. Minister of Education, you know, some John Huggins. Get a whole roll call. You know what I'm saying? And they don't want you, you know what I'm saying? And so people say, well, I don't know about this here. See this here. I tell these young cats in this age and day, it ain't hard to find. These are y'all, these are intense times. Today, y'all see me go live earlier. Patty, you see, I know that touch home with you, that touch home with so many of y'all people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all cats who I just told I put that image up today. I had to tell what street I was on. You know what I'm saying? Young cat, you know what I'm saying, is going down tomorrow. You know, I think 15 years, 16 years old, young cat get gunned down today. A couple of cats get shot down. 56 in wild card. And that's just one thing that we know about. Then this here, it's not by coincidence or happenstance. What's happening to our people, what's happening to our community. You know what I'm saying? You can see the nonchalantness of the police out there, you know what I'm saying, smoking their cigarettes, talking. This is the brother dead body was out there for hours. I'm talking 56 of honorary. I'm under the porch laying for hours laid there. You heard the police talking about sports, you know what I'm saying, who going to win the playoffs. This body, man, 15-year-old child laying there. That's how nonchalant they are about what's happening in our community. 15-year-old child. Today, I ain't talking about back 20 years ago. Today, we right there. We go on my page. When we went live earlier, that whole time we went live, that body was laying, that child's body was laying there. They have certain protocols and criteria. When you go fishing, when they go fishing, they say, what are we doing? We gonna catch and release, or we gonna catch and grease? In other words, there ain't no plan, ain't no leaving it right there. It's a rule to that. You have to, if you put them in there, you put them in the water. Take them back, you're going to put them in the hot grease and cook them, or you release them back into the water. When they go hunting, it's a protocol with that. You know what I'm saying? In the community, there's a protocol. This body laid out there today, y'all. This how we abuse. You know what I'm saying? The meat stores, can't leave it out there laying too long. If they, again, I said this, I'm going to say it again. If the amount of bodies that are being, of us are being massacred, murdered in this city, if you just change it around to poodles, just say white poodles. Switch the words around. Try it. Say we got such and such. I mean, 15 poodles gunned down in Chicago. No, you ain't got to say gunned down. 15 poodles dead. Hold on one second. Hold on one second, y'all. Okay, we live and direct, y'all. That was Teresa Schultz. She called in. Her brother's going to, Russell Schultz Jr. is going to call in with us now. That's what it is. News reporting it is a 21-year-old man killed 25-year-old man, wounded. That's the news. Okay, that's what got the same one on Walcott. Y'all, okay, there's so many murder cases happening right down here, you know what I'm saying? We have to struggle not to become immune to it. As Asada Shakur said, one of the things about being oppressed is you have to struggle to be able to distinguish what's normal and what's abnormal. You know what I'm saying? It's Marvin Gaye said, y'all, this ain't living, y'all. Real talk. I remember, my sister Trace, TJ Jenner's in the building, free your mom, right back at you. Scratch that, right back at you. That's what it is, right on. I remember, ironically, walking past that same corner where them brothers was gunned down today. When I was 11, 12 years old. I remember that. Me and this cat named Bunky.
He's dead now, you know. And I remember we was talking about this brother named G. Diddy that got murdered. And I remember us saying, man, he was 21, 22. We said, man, he was old. We considered that to be old. Robert Taylor, I see you, my brother, this is what it is. And I said something to Funky then. I said, man, we grew up, we look forward to, that was something to have your name in the Chicago Defender newspaper. How it was in there, most of the time, we only can get in there if we were gunned down, something happened to us. And I remember saying to him, I said, man, I refuse it to be a one-line in Chicago Defender, y'all. Real talk. Yes, indeed. Gary Robinson in the building. Kazan, right on, my mate. We've been making some moves, y'all. We are restructuring. We are restructuring the different of the GoFundMe, for Say the Hampton House, everything. So we coming out hard, you know. So we are restructuring. My mate, so keep in contact with him. We're going to be updating with y'all. Robert Taylor, I know we're on the countdown. You know what I'm saying? We will see you soon. We're working our way, y'all. We need to support y'all. Check in with us. Come in with us, Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com on PayPal. We're going to help us get down to Chairman Fred's tombstone. Father's Day coming up, y'all. We're going to be down there. We want to stick in y'all mind. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. We got here. Kazan in the building. We see us here. Norman Otis, I see Vegas in the building. That's what it is. Khalid Shakur. That's what the niece. Your mom, Brother Moses, checking in. I wanted to thank you for your work here. Let me thank you. Let us thank y'all for allowing y'all to serve. Allowing us to serve. That's what it is. Now, thank y'all. That's what it is. Scary the building. That's what it is. I need y'all some assistance, my man. Real talk. Scary. Hey, I'm putting the call out for you. Real mom, need some assistance. June 16, that's what it is. June 15, y'all, we're going to be fishing. Y'all come in, check in with us. We're going to be going fishing. In Maywood, you know, Hampton House, we're going to be going fishing, y'all. This is what it is. Let's make history. Let's take history.
Free mama.
Let's take history, y'all. Free mom.
Free mom, we have a caller in queue. Caller 309. Free mom.
Free mom, welcome to Free Mom Radio.
Free mom, Chairman Tony Jackson.
Free mom, Tony Jackson, welcome to Free Mom Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me. Man, I've been watching what's going on, and I've been trying to get people to unite, understand, but my problem is everybody thinks it's just that person. They don't realize that it's all of us on the daily warfare, and I'm trying to frustrate it because they couldn't do this if all of us bonded together and stood together, but how do you get people to stand together is where I'm having a problem.
Well, you know, we said it before, we're going to say it again. People get involved in work or become quote-unquote conscious. One of three ways: inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. Again, inspiration, aspiration, desperation. Hold on, my brother Tony Jackson. Hold on. I need you to bear with us. Better get a cub with us. I got this. I think. Hold on. 1 second. Okay. We double breasted, y'all. Calls coming from different phones, different lines. Free mom, what we got here?
It's Russell.
Oh, hey. We live and direct, y'all. We are live and direct on Free Mom Radio. Also, intellectualradio.com. We got our brother just tuned in, just called in with us, y'all. We talking to Russell Schultz Jr., y'all. Y'all heard us talk about the case of Russell, long-held political prisoner Russell Schultz. Last week, we had Teresa Schultz online with us, y'all. Tony Jackson, I need you to hold on and listen to this. We got a call to call in. That's our brother. This is Russell Schultz Jr. The pressing need, for those who don't know, I gave y'all some homework assignments last week to check in the background, who this brother is, what's happening with this case. You know what I'm saying? And the pressing need. We have a thing with African anti-terrorism bill, go from cold green, cold black to cold red, kind of like out of the USA, orange, yellow, and so forth. It's cold red on Russell Schultz, y'all. The medical situation is intense. Again, it's intense. It's cold red. His namesake, you know what I'm saying, Russell Schultz Jr. Hey, welcome to Freedom Already, my brother, man. I miss you guys in Philadelphia this last time. I'm going to be back that way soon. Man, we got... Give us some updates. What's going on with Pops, man? Where we at? What can we do to get the word out? We on deck. We online.
Well, I appreciate you, Conrad, and thank you for opening up the platform. You know, for me and my family to be able to, you know, just put the word out, but also, you know, get to talk with you and all the people. Basically, my father is in a real delicate situation right now, specifically because a lot of people don't understand that it's hard for us to even get good information out to them, because every prisoner in the United States is not entitled to their medical records.
Hmm.
And so you have to fill out specific forms with the, you know, with the DOC in order to access your medical records. And a lot of times, for them to give your medical records up may entail giving up information that, you know, may not be good for them. Mm-hmm. And so specifically in my father's case, he's had some, you know, he's had a long time in, so, you know, all of his life his medical is pretty much there. And so, you know, it's a real fight, you know, all the way just to even just figure out what it really is outside of what they're telling us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a battle right now, legally and otherwise, to obtain his real medical record, not, you know, what the infirmary nurse is saying, and not what, you know, the DOC doctor is saying, or, you know, the head nurse, or none of that, you know. So, and we're getting, you know, all kinds of conflicting, you know, information from all those different sources.
Yeah.
You know, we have a legal team that's working, you know, kind of day and night to obtain his medical records first and foremost, and then, you know, we have a strategy from there.
Yes. Yes. Right on. You know, I just flashed back to the trip before last when I was in Philadelphia, and just the dialogue I had with you. I missed you this last time, but I was a recent, and I was commenting about just even stuff we take for granted, like even us. Let's say us, and someone like, you know, growing up in situations. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of being targeted, you know what I'm saying, but like it was something, it was this. What Teresa mentioned about like the school across the street, you know, being, you know, shut down, evacuated. This was in response to one of the times the state, the police, you know, saying had a lookout, you know, saying looking for your pops, Russell Schultz, trying to hunt him down again. And just even the different dynamics, stuff that we made, you know what I'm saying, growing up in a certain climate that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, how it impacts us. And, some people take the intricacies of that. What can we do to assist, you know, saying, get the word out? Can we, you know, contact information, you know, whether with the campaign or Russell Schultz himself directly, and give us some of the day to day struggles, you know, what's going on with the, you know, what, you know, saying, like stuff that, you know, like people in these campaigns and they look at them in a detached, stoic type of way. How can, you know, like just the struggles we go, you know, tell people, like, this, you know what I'm saying, the visitation, in the hospital, this, I'm using that term loosely, the hospital where he was at, you know, even, you know, so how, you know, how long it took to get him the medical attention, and literally stapling, you know, like literally like stapling his stomach. And take us inside, you know, so give us some, you know, some insight, you know, say, because again, we know in general our people are targeted, but just for that extra X on our back, that resistance, you know what I'm saying? What's some of the struggles, you know, seeing our brother Russell is going with, dealing with, and how can we, you know, help you, you know, how can we, maybe morale support?
Well, the first thing is, you know, folks can send, you know, their love, you know, their light, their prayers, whatever it is, whatever way that they can, you know, their salutes, you know.
Yes.
You know, their solidarity.
Yes.
You know, all of that is first and foremost.
Yes.
You know, my dad is big on all of that from,
yes,
all sides. He needs everybody, you know, more than anything right now. And you know, with Trump and everything else that's going on just in the world, bigger than Trump.
Yes.
You know, we gotta get together better in solidarity. So, and answering your question specifically about what people can do.
Yes.
one of the things that I'm seeing a lot, Fred, you know this from, you know, your work or whatever, and just being a Cub,
yes.
You know, and especially online, too, you know, it's a lot of people, man, are upset about the brutality. They upset, you know, about the sister getting shot there. She's pregnant. They upset about, you know, the youth, you know, being brutalized by the police. And what's not happening, what's not being said, and this is what I need from people.
Yeah.
I need people to, anybody, everybody that know, you know, especially older people, you know, and younger people, though, to each one teach one and get out there and definitely talk about your freedom fighters and the people who put their lives on the line, organized for the people, defended the people, unlike is happening now, so that people can have some, you know, some context, because a lot of people don't have no context, maybe even heard of the Panthers, you know. And so, you know, it's important for us to, you know, put that word out, you know, and make sure that word stays strong, because a lot of us, we in it, you know, so we kind of fall back on pushing that word and that idea and those ideologies and those principles. But, you know, you go online and you see that people be, you know, especially directly after something happened, you know.
Yeah.
Directly
yeah.
after something happened, you know, folks would be like, you know, they slaughtered it like this and don't nobody care and nobody doing nothing, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's not actually true. You
right
know,
on.
A big part of that is, you know, the silencing of our political prisoners
yes.
and the murder, you know, of our freedom fighters, you know.
Yes.
And so we both know and understand that, but a lot of people are not,
yeah.
you know, pushing that line. So we need more push on that line for sure, verbally and otherwise, any other way, artistically and other ways you could do it. But, you know, there was a point where our freedom fighters and our revolutionaries, you know, got more publicity, you know, and all of that. So that's one thing for sure. But my dad is also not just big on, you know, solidarity and those things, but, you know, also that folks get together, unify, and organize. If you're not in something, start something, join something, do your own cell work if you want, you know, be a free thinker, you know, but get to work offline, in the street, with the people, you know, so forth and so on, because, you know, a big part of my dad's story is, you know, going through police brutality back in the 60s when he was a youth, and then at some point connecting the dots and recognizing, because we had, you know, a police chief that became mayor, Frank Rizzo, and so a lot of people don't connect those dots all the way from Meek Mills all the way back to, you know, Rizzo and, you know, the police brutality and the things that were created legally, the legislation, and why people are, and why Pennsylvania, you know, has more lifers than, you know, some countries, you know. And so I need people to make sure that they connect the dots on the police brutality to what folks is trying to, you know, turn reform now, because, you know, we've been reforming, you know, and that's why, you know, the two sisters, the Africas is here, you know, now. And, of course,
yeah.
while you was here,
yeah.
you know, you got to, you know, swing with the Africas, but they came home after
yeah.
you here. But, of course, when you come back, them sisters are, you know, get to see you and you'll get to see them. But this work, you know, you've been doing, you know, since we brought you home.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
It's we've been doing this. So this ain't something new, but, you know, it's important for us in Chicago and Philly or wherever else, never allow people to swoop down in and be like, oh, yeah, we're doing this work, and we've already been doing
it. Come on with it. Come on with it. Come on with it. Yes,
sir. So it's crucial, especially right now, you know, for people to connect the dots specifically around the freedom fighters and people who have been doing this work already, and they kind of have a ideology, they have history, they have, you know, wisdom,
yeah.
and they saying also that, you know, they didn't do everything right, but you ain't got to reinvent the wheel.
Come on, man.
You know,
come on.
So, yeah, so if folks, you know, also want to help my father, we also always have a donation button on his website. You can give a nickel to whatever, you know, and that always helps us to put out the information, that helps us to visit him, that helps us to get legal services, that helps us to, you know, put money on his books. My dad also has a foundation called the Musa Henderson Foundation, and Musa Henderson was a brother who escaped prison with him and was murdered in the process of escaping prison. So when my dad sued the state for keeping him in the hole for over 25 years and won $99,000 from the state, he began to give political prisoners inside tablets if they wanted. If they didn't want the tablet, he would put the equivalent of that on their books. And then the people, like, you know, the sisters just came home, I'm sure my dad is going to try to give them some small change, even though he didn't give out all his money, you know, basically. But we want people to refund that, pay it forward, that money, and hit the donate button at www.freerussellshokes.com. And you can, you know, Google all of our other social media and hit the donate button there in order for Maroon to continue making donations to other political prisoners on the outside to help them get on their feet and also helping other prisoners on the inside, not just political prisoners on the inside and on the outside, but just all of the people in struggle in general, young boys who come through that's trying to learn, you know, Maroon, see that they're on the right track. You know, you definitely want to, you know, get them talking to their people, writing letters, or, you know, give them a little stipend to help them get straight on their feet. And so that's what you've been doing since you got it settled, man. But that's pretty much all out. We're definitely going to make some donation to the sisters just coming home. But definitely go to WrestleMaroonShows.com and make a donation. Go to our social media sites, our Facebook pages, you know, and definitely more than anything, let folks know that they got freedom fighters. You know, they always have. Connect those dots to this police brutality that's happening today. This is not something new, and there's a direct correlation to the corruption that happened legislative-wise and internally inside the police. Another big piece is that, and this is something that we know from our Panther Cub retreats and, you know, work with all of us, you know, is that internally, not externally, internally, you know, we got a lot of healing to do, you know, for folks coming home, folks are already home, you know, and we have to be bigger in that space, you know, these days, and we got to, you know, give more to it, you know?
Yes, indeed. Well said. Well said. I just want to right on. One of the characteristics of freedom fighters, serving other people, is again, I kind of equate it to like a barber. You know, you go to barber shop, you're like, I don't want a guy to cut my hair because his hair ain't cut. And they, or a good chef, they make sure they feed right, but they don't make, you know what I'm saying? They don't take themselves. They don't look up for themselves. And this, right. and this is a characteristic of that. And with that being said, you know, me and Therese was making a joke about it. Like, even your pops, they used to, with the settlement, as you point out, like he, you know, trying to get tablets and other materials to fellow prisoners. And Therese was saying somebody's grandchildren, or something, not to her, but he said she needed this. He made so he said, "You like you doing all right with me?" To me, he said, "Make sure in same sentence, the same breath, he said, get this to this other prisoner, so on and so forth," and not even himself. And I want, you know, and I some recently some comrades that covered down on me. You know, some stuff that I, you know, they said, "Man, company, you know, chairman, you know, man, he ain't gonna take no breather. We gotta do this or something." And we need this for, you know, for those who stand up for us, y'all. You know, what I'm saying, we gotta cover down on him. You know, what I'm saying, cover down on them, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, like you got to put that barber in that barber chain, you know, cut them up, you know what I'm saying? A chef, you got to bring that meal to them, you know what I'm saying? And it's not because, again, because that service, you know what I'm saying? Again, you never look inward. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing different dynamics. So again, let's make sure we cover down. I'm not saying this in no subjective type of way. These symbolisms again, and I mentioned this again. I'm not saying this is no subjective slight. You know, the community. If that's your thing, look up to Luciano's and other communities. We got some. I mean, however you want to, whatever arena you want to put this in. You know what I'm saying? We got some hell of a forces. I'm so examples. I'm talking about go do some research on who we're talking about. Go do some research on these forces. I'm talking, Russell Schultz, check him out, y'all. I'm talking, left up out of there a couple of times. I'm talking, examples. I'm talking about, you know, we said we need examples of manhood, womanhood, your family. I'm talking about, this show alone, I'm saying this show alone, I mentioned some names, some examples.
I don't want to really, you know, go too deep. But, you know, there's plenty of examples, man, and I'm talking about up-to-date examples. You know, it's a whole cadre of folks that's just free shooters that the state done trained up. They people,
yeah.
You know, and then at some point they get some level of consciousness. You know, now this has been police officers, this has been the boy out of L.A., that was a police officer, the boy that was a military trained boy, and Louisiana, the other boy down in Dallas, the military trained boy, whatever. And it's just, you know, it's an evolution, too,
mm-hmm.
And then, it's some brothers that I'm not even going to give no detail of who remotely close to who, where they and none of that.
Yeah.
But they on the Snowden piece, but they brothers.
Ain't nobody
giving them no props. Ain't nobody saying that. Ain't nobody even researching to see. Adding them to our win. Y'all so busy looking at the losses that y'all aren't even looking at the cats that's really going hard. I mean, going super hard. And putting their life on the line. Really put their life on the line. They like, oh yeah, y'all cats, y'all the middle cats, and I understand that y'all the middle cats, but I've got trained with y'all. So I know how y'all gonna come. I see how y'all gonna come. I see I'm gonna have to bite the bullet. There ain't no trauma, that ain't no thing. This is who I am anyway. I'm a soldier, I'm a real soldier. I'm one of y'all, you know. So I know what y'all doing, I'm gonna get a couple of y'all too.
Read between the lines, y'all get these articles and stuff like this here historically. It's examples. It's so blatant. Sometimes they tell you. You like, well, go back. Like, it's important. Like you, Mother Conrad Core, this fight against this idea of the content slave, the content is like everything was cool on the plantation. No, it's when they show the movies 48 Hours, that's edited. It's a lot of cats who are going in there just breaking down a little can of 7-Up, telling everything. You know, so they show them cops. It's some cases of resistance. I was talking to our field marshal the other day, and he told some brothers down south. He said, "Hey man, it's places where the Ku Klux Klan did not go to." You know what I'm saying? People need to understand that. And if, again, if nothing else, put the balance out there. So don't just get this whole breaking process down. You know what I'm saying? Like it just came through here. Wowsy, it's over. No, it's some examples, y'all. You know what I'm saying? People say, "I ain't never heard of." Go back and read again, and read between. Use context clues. They say, well, we came in and we got such and such. Okay, I understand. You got that proof. What happened to such and such? You know what I'm saying? This happened to Haiti. Well, what was Dessalines and them doing? You know what I'm saying? I need to live a little bit. Here's some examples, y'all. Again.
Well, the other side is that with the continuous of COINTELPRO and the dominance over the narrative and the media, Every time there is any semblance of a small victory or a freedom fighter, they bury them under the prison and any information about them.
Yes.
And any folks that's trying to do work around them, try to discredit them, obviously, in the press and otherwise, through their apparatuses, And that's why I'm glad you're doing this, because it's got to be different voices, different platforms, different ideas, And one of the biggest things is that a lot of us, we need to be able to tell our different stories and stand up so that other folks can see, oh, yeah, and relate and say, oh, I relate to that. I see, you know, okay. And the other piece that I know my dad wants to put out is that, you know, we have to stop being ashamed of not just fighting back, but for lack of better terms, being caught in a crossfire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, understanding our situation scenario, knowing that there was different franchise situations that they put drugs in the neighborhood,
yes.
that they redlined, you know, jobs and real estate, and didn't give opportunity, and our fathers and mothers had to pay three times as much for services and equipment and things like that in order to just move forward to where we are now.
Yeah.
You know, so understand that, you know, in the context of, you know, where we are, and understand that also in the context of just struggle and battle and the psychological, socioeconomic war that we are in, you know, and have been in, and that there have been people, you know, fighting on multitude of level against it, but it is a snowball that they're fighting against,
right
on. And it's rolling downhill on them. And they inside the snowball, you know, battling back, you know, out of it. But at the end of the day, we have to continue that battle, you know, against all odds, you know. And also recognize those shining lights, recognize those people who have put their lives on the line for us, but even greater, you know, stand on their shoulders and think broader. You know,
yes,
come with greater ideas, come with better ideology, come with better strategies. Look and see who the modern day freedom fighters are if you can't align with them. If you can't align with them, support them. You know, if you can't support them, you know, sneak some download, whatever resources or hit their donate button, whatever it is you can do.
Yeah.
You know, but find your place to support that, you know.
Right on. Right on. You know what you just said about, you know, how the state has, you know, the various apparatuses. We're going to put a call out to our various apparatuses. Our people in the hip hop, the poetry field, the streets, whatever, you know. So whatever you do, man, put that pill in the applesauce. Put that political pill in the applesauce. Tie in, you know what I'm saying, the case of the Move 9 with me, Abu Jamal, the Russell Schultz. Tie it into your conversation. Tie it into your poetry. Again, put that political pill in the applesauce, y'all. Our people, as Minister E.P. Newton said, our people do not read as much as we would like for them to read. So that's what we got to work with, y'all. Tie these names, tie this information. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Again, our people should not have to suffice to go on Wikipedia to find out who Russell Schultz is. Tie the time conversations, y'all. Tie it in, put it in the poetry, put it in the songs, tie it in. We got to be reaching for, we got to be going far-fetched. You know, again, this is, I'm talking about real deal example. In our lifetime, y'all, in our lifetime, it changes it impacts you physically. I done seen children, we at the Hampton House, them children walk different now once they found out. We talk about the History Channel for how old he was. You know what I'm saying? I seen sisters that they hold their heads up to my Deborah Johnson. You know what I'm saying? So you talk about these cases. You know what I'm saying? People in the streets of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? You talk about this here, make it applicable, y'all. Again, we need y'all assistance, y'all. Tie these cases in. Drop the ID numbers in your songs. Drop in your conversation.
I'm going to say this real quick, I was talking to my African mom, Betty, and she came along.
Yes.
You know, she did her first joint over at Rowan University, and you know, at the end, somebody just asked her, you know, about having mice in prison and what was that like.
Yes.
And she kind of breezed over it initially, and the sister was like, "No, but I want to know, how did you cut the umbilical cord? How did you get them out? How did you?" And she just, you know, like, "Oh, you know, like." You know, because we was in that situation, and because I had to do what I had to do, you know, like I just took them out, and I had to fight them for a court. You know? And so, you know, to me, every woman that is doing the work around natural home child birth, right?
Yeah.
They should be really touring her. Right?
Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, we gotta look at that. We gotta,
yes,
you know, get back to that space to say,
arena or whatever. Now it's about that work you're going to put
real
in.
Real talk.
You know,
real talk.
They were going, yeah, that's cool and all that
yeah.
and all that. Yeah,
yes.
But now over here.
Get real talk.
Over here.
Man, Richard Pryor said when he met Chandler Fred on New Year's Eve, Richard Pryor said he met a big athletic-looking guy with about four more people with him. He said when Chandler Fred laid down the Panther Party program to him, after he took them out to dinner, Richard Pryor said, he put $1,000 in the Black Panther Party program. I'm talking to Chandler Fred. You know what I'm saying? The ante was up, y'all. We have to up the ante. We need to we support the war chest. Support your troops. You know what I'm saying? All that abstract, oh, yeah, I like what you're doing. So, no, we're dealing with tangible, concrete contradictions and conditions. And we need tangible, concrete resistance, y'all. I love you, brother. Appreciate you, y'all. We got Russell Schultz doing your own line with us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're doing the son of Russell Schultz.
Sorry, I miss you.
Man, I'm right back your way. Again, I can't wait to see you again. Give my pops my love. Give pops our love.
Always.
We connected. Y'all have tuned in with another phenomenal episode, y'all, of Free of All Radio, IntentionRadio.com. Y'all tune in with us, Cub in with us, y'all. We say to have it out to check in with us, y'all. Whatever support y'all can, get on it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, touch me. Give me that contact information again, Russell, one more time.
So, www.freeRussellMaroonShirts.com and same as on Twitter, on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, Russell Shirts, SHOA, T is in time, B is in Weaver, or TS.
Hit that donate button when y'all get there. Y'all hit that donate button again. Support the truth. Y'all get us there again. We work making moves. Man, we're making moves and taking moves, y'all. Also, y'all taking in what is it, Chairman Fred Jr., ChairmanFredJr@gmail.com and PayPal.com. We are restructuring our GoFundMe for the State Housing House. We will keep y'all updated, y'all. We're going down south just on this Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? Check on Chairman Fred's tombstone, y'all. Again, y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes open, fist clenched, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. We say we have Janet and Janine Africa back on the community with us, y'all. We are charged up. Those are shots in the arm. We are proletarian, which is intoxicated. We can't be asked. I'm intimidated. However, France Bernard said, we accept the concessions never come as our principles, y'all. We say y'all ain't satisfied. We still demand the release of Omi Abu Jamal. We still demand the release of Ron Schultz. Still we need some room now. Back when people used to demand this is your cousin, your sister down the street. In fact, y'all, what's I call? Free them all.
Free them all.
Free them all. Comrade Daphne, take us out.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
Never see.
sell my soul. Never put poetry in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And now I'll be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profitable politics pressed with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never,
never,
never, never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected.